نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. اما بعد، فان اصدق الحديث كلام الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الامور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. All praises are due to Allah Azza wa Jal. We seek His help, we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our soul and the evil of our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, none can misguide him except Allah Azza wa Jal. And whomsoever is misguided, none can misguide him except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And openly testify that there is none worthy of worship except Allah Azza wa Jal, alone, without any associates or any partners. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final messenger of Allah and the slave of Allah. Indeed, the best speech is the book of Allah, the Quran. And the best guidance is the guidance of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every newly added matter to this religion is an innovation. And every innovation leads astray. And every going astray leads to the hellfire, wa a'yadu billah. قال تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. The month of Ramadan, الَّذِي أُنزَلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. This is the month in which the Qur'an was revealed. As a guide to mankind, with clear signs for guidance and judgment. So every one of you who witnesses this month, shall fast in that month. But if anyone is ill or on a journey, then the prescribed period, meaning making it up later days. Allah intends every ease, facility for you, and Allah does not wish difficulty upon you. He wants you to complete the prescribed period and glorify Him in that which He has guided you. Perhaps you shall be grateful. Baqarah 185. An ayah you will hear throughout Ramadan, before Ramadan, maybe even referred to after Ramadan. But the aspect of the ayah that is often very overlooked and we just pass by is the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that this is the month in which the Quran was revealed. So usually we talk more about the other things about fasting and so on, but we do often not pay attention to the part about the Qur'an. So for the first part of the khutbah, we'll just reflect a little bit about that, but there are so many other things in Ramadan for us to take advantage of, which we'll address in the second part of the khutbah, bi'idhnillah. And first and foremost, you know, just as a reminder, the fasting itself, the word siyam, refers to abstaining in the Arabic language, but for us as Muslims, according to the Sharia, it's abstaining from, you know, certain things from dawn to sunset, things that are lawful and things that are haram. And the Quran itself, the word Quran is derived from qara'a or qira'a, which is to read or recite. So the first reminder for myself and all of us is that, you know, oftentimes in Ramadan, the only aspect of Quran that we do enjoy or we just, you know, focus on is just listening to the Tarawih. MashaAllah, that's very nice to come, you know, to come to the Masajid, to listen to the Tarawih, to listen to the Quran. And if you, again, the meaning of the word Quran comes from the root word qira', to read or to recite. So just by the meaning of the word, you know, we're not really fully implementing it, because, you know, it's not to samir, you know, to listen, you know, for those that understand the Arabic language. The root word is not listening, the root word is reading and reciting. So, I wanted to bring that up first. I was going to skip this portion. But I thought, for the last 2 or 3 years, alhamdulillah, either during Ramadan or before Ramadan, I had a khutbah and I've been mentioning this aspect about Quran. Let's read the Quran, let's try to learn the Quran. There's many amongst us in this community that don't know how to read the Qur'an yet. There's some maybe have memorized the Qur'an. Everybody's at a different level, right? For the past few years, I've been reminding all of us as a community, and not just here, but, you know, Southern California, you know, let's make goals for the Qur'an. You know, some of us that know how to read, let's improve our tajweed, right? Some of us that read the whole Qur'an with proper tajweed and everything by the end of the month, let's try to understand the Qur'an. Some of us that try to ponder upon the meaning are good with the Arabic language, understand the meaning. Let's take it to the next level. Understand the tafsir, why was certain ayah revealed. You know, learn the science of the Quran. But unfortunately, you know, for some reason, we Muslims were extremely lazy and extremely busy, right? Especially when it comes to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Years passed by, you know, whether we're born Muslims or reverse, it doesn't matter. So, you know, don't take that aspect. But years passed by, and, you know, we passed through all these Ramadans. We enjoy all the nice aspects of it, but we don't make a change in ourselves. So what good is that, you know, Ramadan doing to us? Or what kind of advantage are we taking of Ramadan if after the end of Ramadan, we're not making a change? So we're about a halfway point right now. Almost half of the Ramadan is gone. So imagine that you were giving somebody directions to come to Masjid Taqwa. You told them, you know, turn right and turn left, and then, you know, once you get on Lake, just keep going straight. You know, going north, look toward the mountains. Imagine somebody was coming, like, from downtown Pasadena area, where a lot of people, Muslims over here, you know, work around that area. So they're coming from maybe Colorado, right? I won't give a bigger example. Maybe people don't know the freeways here. But let's say you're coming from Colorado up north on Lake. And there was some construction and road closure, like you saw over here. And you took a detour. And you ended up on El Molino, or, you know, maybe Hill, or some other parallel street. Or worse, you went really off tangent, and you made a turn on Woodbury, right? For those of us who know the local streets. And you kept going, you keep going, like 10 more minutes, you know, pass by, you're getting close to the mountains, but you never see the Masjid Taqwa, so you're like, what's going on? Imagine, because sometimes, you know, when you give an example, people are like, man, I didn't get that, right? So now you have to explain examples to what you're trying to say. So imagine, half the Ramadan has passed by. We think we're doing so good. Alhamdulillah, Allah is so pleased with us. You know, we're on the way to Jannah. Inshallah, by the end of Ramadan, we'll be in Jannah. But, you know, we're not on Lake. We're on the side streets. You know, we took a detour somewhere. And some of us, we took such a bad detour that we're not even going up north towards the mountains, you know, towards Lake, towards this masjid. We're going east and west. So, time for Jumu'ah is 1:10, but it's like 1:30, and you're still not at the masjid, right? Time of Ramadan has finished, and we haven't achieved the goal of Ramadan by the end of the month. This is a very good time, halfway through Ramadan, for us to do, you know, like a muhasabat al-nafs, or a self-check, or self-accountability, and see where we are. This is another thing I've been saying for the past few years, the Ramadan khutbas that I've given here, that we need to make goals before Ramadan. That, you know, some certain things we want to achieve as individual Muslims by the end of Ramadan. And I've been saying that halfway through, we need to check up on those goals. Right? Let me ask you something. Don't answer. It's a rhetoric Christian, right? In football, you don't answer. But imagine you're getting a house built. You know, you bought a property, you're getting a house built according to your own plans. You know, you pay the contractor, you got people working on it. Are you just going to pay them and not check up on it? You know, as far as the progress goes, you know, are you not going to want to come and see how it's coming along, you know, on time, if everything looks okay, if a certain room actually looks smaller than it was? And there's, you know, for different fields, engineers and IT, et cetera, there's different people that can understand this from project management too. But the house example, I think everybody can relate to. So, you know, imagine we're building a new masjid, you know, we're trying to get property behind here. Are we not going to want to come and see some point, at least halfway through, and see like, hey, you know, the things are going according to plan, we're building it according to how we wanted it, the floors look nice, you know, the roof is not too high, you know, different details, right? So why don't we do that with the deen? Why do we become so lazy or complacent that, alhamdulillah, you know, yeah, we're coming every day to the masjid, we're fasting every day, as long as you do the numbers, 29 or 30, to the end of the month, you're in Jannah. So this is a reminder for myself and all of you, inshallah, that halfway through Ramadan now, please take a self-check, you know, not right now, maybe afterwards, and think about what our goals are for Ramadan. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us the goals, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ إِنَّ ذِي لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Are we becoming more grateful? Are we attaining more taqwa? If not, then something's wrong with us. Because, you know, Islam isn't about just the ritual, you know, just coming up, showing up, you know. It's not like, you know, we're taking roll call or attendance for those in school, right? That, yeah, you showed up, you're going to get credit. Just showing up to class doesn't mean you're going to pass it, right? You have to study. You have to listen. You have to do the homework. You have to take an exam. So it's not just showing up to the masjid, which is, we're not discouraging, by the way. Don't get that wrong. We're not discouraging anybody from not coming. But there's more in Islam to than just showing up, you know, for the roll call and the attendance. There's a purpose behind it. Ramadan isn't just for us to come and socialize and enjoy the nice meals and just listen to the tilawah. All these things we're going to do. Yes, continue those. But dig deeper. There's a deeper, you know, reason behind it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not order us things, you know, in terms of ibadah, especially without a reason, without us trying to attain certain goals. And even in the Quran, in Surah Al-Qiyamah, verse 18, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, فَإِذَا قَرَأْنَاهُ فَاتَّبِعْ قُرْآنَ. And when we read it, so follow the reading, you know. So you're not just reciting it, but follow it. Meaning, you know, apply it. So if we are, if somebody gives you, you know, a home remedies book or do-it-yourself guide, you know, for your home or plumbing or anything, right, that you feel comfortable with, and it has instructions in it, but all you do is read the instructions but don't follow it, what good is that book or that guide to you? No, it's no good, right? If we're taking the driver's test, which everybody drives, and you don't actually follow the rules, all right, or you don't follow, you know, the different instructions, what good is it? So that's something that we all need to really, really ponder upon. Because the word Quran comes from reading, reciting. It's not just listening. Yes, please try to move up. There's more brothers coming and we've got a lot of time. We don't want people to get disturbed. Allah Azza wa Jalla in Surah 17:106 says, and it is a Quran which we have divided into parts. So that Allah makes it easy for us. It's not that you have to do everything in one shot. 30 juz on reciting it in Ramadan, about 30, you know, 30 days for the whole month, juz a day. But for those of us, like I said, that are reached that advanced level, alhamdulillah, we read, we know how to read, we know the tajweed, the tafsir. Okay, let's also try to spend some time daily, if we can, inshallah, understanding the Quran. You know, reading some of the translation, whatever language you're comfortable with. You know, reading the tafsir and so on. But for those of us that still haven't learned to read the Quran in the original language, you know, and if you think it's extremely hard, then, you know, you really need to see those people that do, like, language interpretation jobs, or they move to another country because of some, you know, school or job situation, and they have to learn different languages, right? For dunya, we adjust to these things very easily, especially with food language and stuff, right? But for deen, we have all the excuses in the world. So it's something for us to ponder upon during Ramadan, when the shaitans are, you know, when the rebellious shayateen are chained up, when the gates of Jannah open, when the gates of hellfire are closed, when our iman is this high, but after Ramadan it dips down like a roller coaster, right? So this is the time to give this reminder. A little strict reminder, like I usually like to say, give a little shake, right? We need to be shaken up right now in Ramadan to think like, look, I'm already on the right track, inshallah, coming to the masjid, high spirits, thinking about Allah Azza wa Jalla, listening to the Quran, you know, listening to the Taraweeh, let me do a little bit more. Because the purpose of Ramadan isn't just to do the ritual in Ramadan and afterwards, you don't do anything. The Sahaba Ridwanullah alayhi majma'in used to continue to do the good deeds afterwards and to, you know, to do lots of dua. Some books say up to 6 months, all of the good deeds we did in Ramadan accepted from us. But Muslims of today, the day of Eid, it's like we got that, you know, the graduation ceremony, you get, you know, you walk, you get a little blank diploma. Blank diploma page that says Bumbeli, your degree, once you verify you met all the requirements, paid all the fees, etc. So, you know, we Muslims, we, at our time, sometimes we are more proud and arrogant than the Sahaba Ridwanullah alayhi majma'in. So we need to humble ourselves. We need to remind ourselves that, yeah, we did a good deed, but do we know if Allah Azza wa Jalla accepted it from us? Were we sincere? You know, did we do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake? Did we have the ikhlas? You know, did we have the right intentions? All these different things come into place, not just the ritual. Islam was never about just the ritual. Because rituals are easy to do, right? You can say something with your tongue but not mean it in your heart. You can do an action, you can do the movements of salah, but you're not even reading, you know, or understanding what the salah, you know, what we're saying. So Islam is way beyond that. And Ramadan is that discipline time, that training time, if you will, where the whole month, 29 or 30 days, when it finishes, that we are supposed to continue those good deeds. So another final reminder for the Quran.
How come we love listening to the Quran in Ramadan, but outside of it, we put it away in our shelves? You know, we never touch it again. We don't want to listen to it again. We listen to all their podcasts, radio shows, whatnot, like everything else we'll listen to but the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not reveal Quran just for Ramadan. Allah azza wa jalla described Ramadan, you know, the characteristics of Ramadan, that it's the month in which the Quran was revealed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never ever said, you know, in any ayah, nor did the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ever say that the Quran is only to be recited in the month of Ramadan. So we really, really need to keep that in mind. The good habits we form in Ramadan for reading the Quran, understanding it, etc. Yes, maybe we can't continue it as, you know, the frequency and the amount, etc. during Ramadan. But we can still continue something. You know, what happens for most of us, we don't even read a page a day, right? But in Ramadan, we're reading a juz. For many of us, right? Especially some of us that are really good with the Quran, the speed, and so on. Some read two or three Qurans. But after Ramadan, what happens? Some of us don't even get to read one Quran the entire 11 months outside of Ramadan. And this is a really, really sad situation for us. And we cannot be like that. You know, alhamdulillah, Allah made us the best of nations. So we have to act the best too. We can't just be one of those people or those nations that, you know, you get a title, but you don't really live up to it. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إن الله هو الغفور الرحيم